Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger, back from my break and ready to bring you the daily. Last week, a Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Pro controller was unveiled with a black and white color scheme with the Smash logo on the face of the controller. It will be available for $74.99 on the same day as the game launches on December the 7th. But that's not all. A special edition was announced for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which comes with the game, the Pro controller, and a steelbook retailed at $139.99. It's sold out on BestBuy.com, but available for pre-order right now on GameStop.com. If this is something you truly desire, my advice would be to pre-order now. Don't wait till the last minute. These are hot items, and there's always the chance that they will sell out. And speaking of, if you'd like to demo the game before the full release, Best Buy will have demo events available starting next week through October the 7th. There will also be special prizes for those who attend the demo events. 10 cities were included in the initial list of locations, but that list has since been taken down from the official website. Unsure of any changes, we'll be sure to update you on where this list of locations will be able to found once they're available. Nintendo's newest mobile game, Dragalia Lost, was announced in a 13-minute direct on August the 29th. It's an action RPG with real-time combat. Your party can consist of up to four characters, specializing in attacks, defense, healing, or support. Characters can transform into dragons through picking up crystals or finding dragon obelisks. And similar to Fire Emblem Heroes, there will be a gacha system of purchasing items, characters, and dragons ranging in rarity from 3 to 5 stars. And the biggest thing that sets this apart from other mobile games, you can play in local multiplayer parties on up to 4 mobile devices. Dragalia Lost releases on September the 27th on iOS and Android devices, and you can pre-order it right now on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. If you still held out on purchasing a 3DS device or in the market for a new one, Nintendo is releasing a new purple and silver new Nintendo 2DS XL with Mario Kart 7 pre-installed. Along with the blue and black and the orange and white versions, these three console bundles will be available on September the 28th for the holiday season at $149.99. Being that my favorite color is purple, there's no guessing on which I would choose. A new Nintendo Switch 6.0.0 update has been data mined and will be available sometime in late September along with the release of the Nintendo Switch Online service. The slogan of the service is more games, more features, more fun. The update will include the ability for save data backups for subscribers, new icons from Captain Toad, which include Toad, Toadette, Wingo, and Dragadon, and new controller icons, which include the NES and SNES variants. Again, still no exact date for this, but we should see it available before the end of the month. And finally, here are some recent Switch announcements. A port of the first Valkyria Chronicles comes to the Switch on October the 16th. Yooka-Laylee Collector's Edition pre-orders begin on September the 7th through Limited Run Games. Giana Sisters Twisted Dreams Ultimate Edition releases September the 25th. Brawlhalla will be available on November the 6th, along with the addition of new character Rayman. Suda51's Travis Strikes Again No More Heroes gets a release date on January 18th, 2019. And finally, GameStop revealed a Shovel Knight Treasure Trove Physical Edition releasing on April the 9th. And that's all for today. I apologize for the break in the daily podcasts. It's been a pretty difficult week for me, but I'm hoping to get back into the swing of things starting today. I'm currently working with a few locals in the Jacksonville gaming community to help host a charity livestream event to help raise funds for the victims of the Madden tournament shooting in Jacksonville. If you'd like to donate, visit gofundme.com/gamersgiveback, GLHF. Anything would be appreciated. Shout out to those who've recently favorited the podcast on Anchor: Moon Gems, Islin, The Digital Wild West, Jose Roberto Quezada, Renzo Sanchez, Gamers with Controllers, and the Holy Nerd Alliance. Thanks for the support. And as always, if you'd like to send me a message, feel free to do so in a voice message using the Anchor app, or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, L-P-T-Y-G-E-R. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.